That's why we always study that if a person can reach Chafetz Chesed, to be happy in his share, about that, he always has happiness. Meaning, in every little thing, if he has some contact with spirituality, then he's happy in his share. That's why our sages said, one who goes and does not do, he goes to the Beit HaMidrash, to the study hall, and does not study, or he goes to the synagogue and does not pray, the reward of walking is in his hand. He should be happy about it, that he has a little bit of a grasp, of a touch to spirituality, that he did go to the synagogue. If he is happy about that, that it's so important for him that he goes to the synagogue, even though he doesn't pray, he has happiness about that. It is called that he's always okay. There can never be a dissent. What does he lack? As much as he has a grip on spirituality, he's happy about that. Why? It has to be important for him. Therefore, there are people who come to the synagogue and cannot pray. Or they come to the study hall and they cannot study. They don't understand what they study. Well, thanks God that you entered the synagogue today, that you got up. If one can draw some happiness from that, this is called that he's settling for little. This is called that a man has to get used to live with a little bit of fulfillment. We can interpret that on corporeality. This is called settling for little. But the intention is about spirituality, that he's happy in his share. He could have been in this degree that he'll have a little bit of happiness about that, that he has a little bit of a grip. There can never be a descent. And over this happiness, he can rise to even to the highest degree, more than all of those people with all of their sophistication and arguments.
His spirituality, of course, it sounds much more prominent and nice. He who rises and doesn't pray and doesn't reach it, but is reaching, like he's climbing the mountain of the Lord. He has great exertion. He did a great effort. He did the work. He corrected himself already in the walking, in the ascent, in the effort, in the prayer, say, towards Malchut Atzilut, the center of the group. The fact he has more kelim and he doesn't have yet the tools and the powers to continue. Well, that's another halfway. But if he's at the place where he stopped because not giving more force from above, because all the advancement is by force from above. So if he feels that he's being stopped, yet he's happy that he was allowed to do something, and now providence doesn't allow him to advance any further, but he's adhered to it, then he received the powers, and in a different manner he succeeded in ascending, meaning the delighted in mercy that is now manufacturing by himself over whatever the situation he has in the place of the stopping, the low place, the place of stopping, slowing down. This quality assists him to further ascend, however, in a different manner, specifically by annulling himself. This delighted in mercy open up a new advancement for himself, not as he was thinking of ascending before, rather in a new intensifying Bina's quality. So it's not for no reason that it is written there, the word of his the walking of advancement is in his hand, meaning that he was walking, advancing, and he was stopped from above. Now he opened up a new way. He was lacking that force of Bina that he had to bless for the evil, for the lack of success, just as much as for the success. I will come to it.